Welcome to WGMC at 50, a historical podcast series reflecting back on the five decades that WGMC Jazz 90.1 has been on the air in Rochester. WGMC 90.1 FM signed on for the very first time on November 1st, 1973.
We now commence with our first day of broadcast.
I'm Rob Linton, station manager of Jazz 90.1, and I've spent the past few months talking with WGMCers, past and present, and those who have had a hand in getting this radio station to where it is today, again, celebrating our 50th golden anniversary.
Welcome to the first broadcast by the Monroe Educational Radio Association Network.
We'd like to thank everybody who has participated in this series so far, and we invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy an oral history of WGMC. At 50. You are listening to WGMC at 50. We're so happy to be here this afternoon with one of our current hosts here at Jazz 90.1, Corey Halloran. Corey, how are you?
It's a day in paradise, Rob. Just living the dream.
Well, for people listening who may not be familiar with who you are, you host a program Monday nights from 9 to 11, and you've been with the radio station for how long now?
I think the grand total is probably about six-ish, seven-ish years. I've had two different spats in between there.
So if you could tell us a little bit, you have kind of an interesting backstory as to how you got involved with the radio station. It's a little not traditional compared to some of our other folks. How did you come to be involved with Jazz 90.1?
Not necessarily cookie cutter by any means. So it started at MCC. I believe it was my first summer session there. I was taking classes, and I want to say it was Comm 101, Introduction to Mass Media, and you were my professor. And the very last day of class, we took a tour of the radio station, and that kind of reignited just doing that, a passion and a fire and a drive I've always had for more or less anything media. I did the TV show for my high school when I was younger. I did that for like 4 or 5 years. Because even in eighth grade, I helped out with it. I directed and produced it like my last 2 years I was there. So being around the radio station, I was like, oh, this is cool. And I said, hey, you know, Mr. Linton, I'd really like to volunteer. And you said, well, you know, and rightfully so, you're like, you got a lot going on. And, you know, as I told you then, I was working full time and in school full time. You know, let the summer calm down. Then let's see where we're at. Flash forward like a year and a half later, I'm at St. John Fisher. And I'm taking radio production, and there's a Mr. Linton that is my professor yet again. And of course, in a radio production class, the radio station got brought up, and there was yet again another tour offered. And at the end of this, at this point, I basically said, you know what, I got to do this. I got to find a way to get in here. I talked to you about it. And then from there, it turned into I interned for a semester. And then I also did an independent study with you as my supervisor on that, or whatever they call it, mentor, whatever the exact title is. And then from there, I started at 4 a.m. to I think it was 8 a.m. on Sunday mornings was my first program, the wee hours of the morning.
Yep.
And then I moved to Thursday nights, 8 to 10 after Dave Tomaselli. And then I stepped away for a little bit after my son was born, and then came back a few years ago, then went to Saturday nights with Fusion from 9 to 11, and now doing Monday evenings from 9 to 11. Been doing that for, I want to say, about a year now, Rob.
So I want to back up a little bit. So you talked back before college about high school and an opportunity that you had at your school to get involved in radio and get involved in TV. If you could go back a little bit, what school was that, and how cool is it that you had both a radio and TV studio or station in your school?
Well, very cool. So I graduated from West Irondequoit High School, and they had WIRQ was the radio station, which I always wanted to do, but I had always been involved from seventh grade onward with the TV portion of things. So I didn't really have time for the radio. But I was involved in what they called the DMRC, the District Media Resource Center. And I also helped out outside of doing TV stuff with things like that, anything multimedia related, helping out with teachers. Sometimes I would even just do lamination requests.
Sure.
But I got the bug then. Occasionally, you know, I do videotape, you know, interviews, or I would just do the sound for a episode of, I don't remember what they called it in junior high, but I remember in high school it was called IHS AOS. It was Around Our School was the name of the program. And by junior year, I more or less was like the showrunner. I wrote the script for it. I was director on most episodes. And then I also was part of the very first ever live broadcast for Western Ondacoit when we did something called the Windows Project many years ago, where they refurbished one of the courtyards and they took all the windows out, gave them to local artists, and then they put their own spin on them and then they auctioned them off. We actually had the first ever live feed from the school, and I was actually a part of that, and I was an on-air anchor for that. So that was really, really neat.
You know, it's funny listening to your story. I hear so much of my history in love of this, kind of mirroring what you're talking about, being involved in kind of AV around the school, helping out with different things, and kind of getting involved early on. So fast forward now into college. When you left the military and decided to get into college, what would you want to do? Where did you want to go? What was your ultimate career goal?
So initially, I wanted to be a police officer. That's what I went into the Marine Corps for. But that did not end up panning out for a couple different reasons. So from there, after I got my my associate's degree in criminal justice, I got some advice from quite a few trusted people that said, you know what, branch out regardless. Mm-hmm. Do something you're passionate about. Do something that you really like. You don't need anything more in criminal justice to be a police officer. Do something you're passionate about. Get your bachelor's. So I said, well, I haven't done it in a while, sure, but God knows I love the TV and the radio stuff when I was in school. So I went into looking at media programs, and the final two that I looked at were Syracuse University and St. John Fisher, because I could go there as part of the GI Bill. I was able to go to either one of those tuition free. So I ended up at Fisher because that was way closer, and met with some really great, great professors and people, Cecil Fenton being one of them, and then also Todd Sedano, really helped kind of, they didn't really need to reignite or spark that flame, but they really helped fan the flame, I guess you could say.
Sure.
It was really cool.
So one of the unique things too is, you know, you brought this up a little while ago, is that not only were you doing college and all of that kind of stuff, but you had become a father towards the end of your time at St. John Fisher College, and you still managed to find time to continue doing your love and, you know, kind of around that time or so become involved with the station in one way or another. That had to have been a very interesting time for you.
There was a lot going on. Yeah, I was flying by the seat of my pants. As you've told me before, Rob, from the years we've known each other, I don't do sitting still well.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes to a fault. But I was just the running joke was with my fiance at the time. I would basically come home, kiss her hello and goodnight, and that was basically it. I would be on my computer doing schoolwork, or, you know, I wouldn't even be coming home. I wouldn't be home till 11, 12 o'clock at night because I'd be doing the radio station stuff. So it was it's always been a labor of love. And I would say at this point, it's not even a labor anymore. It's just, it's love. It's a passion project at this point.
One of the cool things too, that we're kind of jumping back and forth in history just a little bit, but one of the things too, you know, you mentioned that you were my student at MCC and you were also a student of mine at St. John Fisher College. And around that time too, coming up with the independent study that you did that wasn't necessarily directed or affiliated with the radio station, but you were able to use our facilities for you and a classmate to do a wrestling podcast, which was interesting. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I've always been a fan of wrestling since I was a kid, and kind of being around the radio station for the length of time I was at that point, I had ran into an interesting predicament where I was looking at possibly not being able to take the right amount of classes in order to graduate on time. And it looked like doing an independent study would be my only option to still graduating on time. So at that point I said, well, what would I do? And I happened to run into a gentleman, a very nice guy, Rob Sweet, who had been in one or two of my media classes thus far. he was actually an amateur wrestler in the area himself.
Yep, I remember.
So it was kind of like a perfect marriage. So I had mentioned to him this just in passing. He's like, dude, I want to do an independent study too. Let's do a wrestling podcast. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is great. So then we both kind of ran into that. Wait, where are we going to do it though? So then I said, you know what? Hold tight. Let me see if I can't, you know, butter up Rob a little bit and see if I can't find a way to partner with him and use the radio station. Sure. 'Cause we both knew it would be after hours. And you were very gracious, and I will never be able to thank you enough for that, and for a multitude of reasons. But you allowed us the ability to use what is now the Smooth Grooves Radio headquarters to record that before we had an online station. And that's where we spent our very late evening, sometimes till 2 or 3 in the morning.
Right.
And there was one morning I locked myself out. And you had to come rescue me after hours.
And that's the one and only time we've ever had a wrestling podcast produced out of the studios of Jazz 90.1. We're talking with Corey Halloran, one of our longtime volunteers and host of Monday Night 9 to 11 here on WGMC at 50. And Corey, you know, you certainly have talked about how busy your life has been, how busy it is now. You work full time. You have a son. You know, life goes. How is it that you're able to still find time to volunteer here? And what keeps you volunteering at Jazz 90.1 after all these years?
It's as simple as being really cliche, Rob, but it's so true. If something's important to you, you make the time. I've referred to this, I think, to you before, that I look at my radio show every week as my 2 hours of Zen.
Mm-hmm.
And it truly is. For anybody that would ever be able to, and you've done it once or twice to humble me very quickly, I get down. I will absolutely have my own little dance party in the studio. There is absolutely video evidence of it somewhere. hopefully not many eyeballs have seen it. But I am at least humble enough to say that I get down. I'll sing along. I will dance and groove my silly tush off. And I enjoy the music a lot. I enjoy people. I enjoy the broadcasting aspect of it. There's just a lot of facets in what we do, what I do, what you do that I love. Mm-hmm. And that's really why I do it. It's because it's something that I love. That's why I said earlier, it's not a labor of love. It's just a love.
We are so grateful to have you as part of our team, and certainly a fun story looking back as to how you got involved and kind of how things just lined up to make it happen here at Jazz 90.1. And the fact that, you were my best man at my wedding as well. So
many different layers in that onion. Yes.
All right, Corey Halloran, thanks so much. And again, you can hear Corey every Monday night from 9 to 11 on Jazz 90.1. Thank you for checking out this episode as part of WGMC at 50, the podcast series celebrating 5 decades of Jazz 90.1 WGMC. Be sure to check back often as we plan to upload new episodes every week or two, celebrating those folks who have come through our doors, making this great radio station what it is today. Also, don't forget to check out our website. Our 50th anniversary page is loaded full of historical pictures, articles, audio, video, and so much more. This is Jazz 90.1 WGMC station manager Rob Linton. Thank you again so much for tuning in.